Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Fernando, your host of the Bar Exam Game Plan Podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you in a little more detail about one specific jurisdiction, and that's the Oregon State Bar, because I actually got a note from one of you awesome listeners sharing like, hey, Fernando, I had heard that in Oregon, there isn't going to be a bar exam that is required. And you mentioned in your last episode, you know, related to the next gen bar exam, that Oregon had adopted the next gen bar exam. So I'm, you know, I'm a little confused. And so I definitely researched a lot more. I went all in on just understanding what is happening in Oregon. And I appreciate you bringing it up. I want to let you know that the information that I provided in the last episode is correct. And here's why. Okay. So what happened in Oregon is they basically are moving away from the traditional bar exam starting in May 2024. There is a new program called the Supervised Practice Portfolio Examination. And it was authorized by the Oregon Supreme Court. And it basically is going to allow all law school graduates to earn their license to practice law by working under the supervision of an experienced attorney and creating what's called a portfolio of legal work. There's a good amount of requirements in order for you to pass that examination. I'll get into that in a little more detail in just a bit. But the piece that I mentioned in the last episode was around the next gen bar exam, and that Oregon had adopted, you know, that it was one of the states that had adopted that. So basically what's going to happen is that folks are going to have two options, right? And the next gen bar exam is not going to be available till 2026. And if I'm not mistaken, it'll be July 2026. And for now, Oregon is the very first state to completely make this type of non-essay, non-MBE, you know, multiple choice questions, non-performance test licensure available to law school graduates. So you will no longer, you know, if you are in Oregon or want to practice in Oregon, you will no longer need to take that traditional bar exam. But they are going to have this supervised practice portfolio examination in place. And in 2026, they are going to make the next gen bar examination available as an additional option for those wanting to take it in Oregon. And maybe they want to also work, you know, have their scores be transferred to other states, because that is a benefit that they want to continue making available. Because the SPPE, the Supervised Practice Portfolio Examination, is authorized by the Oregon Supreme Court, and that's it. It's not going to allow you to practice anywhere else. So to make the option available of, you know, if you want to take the next gen bar exam in the state of Oregon, you still will be able to do that, and your scores will be transferable to other states. So it is correct that the next gen bar examination has been adopted by Oregon, that stands. And it is also correct that starting in May 2024, law school graduates are not going to need to pass your traditional bar exam to become licensed to practice law in Oregon. Okay, so just a quick update on that. And, you know, there's still a good amount of requirements. I went through the PDF that basically details all of the different things that you have to work through. And just to give you a sense of that, you know, you will need to partner with a supervising attorney who is an active member of the Oregon State Bar with at least 2 years of active membership in Oregon and 3 years of active membership in any jurisdiction. And the supervising attorney cannot have a record of public discipline and has to be employed by the same organization as the law school graduate. They call the law school graduate the provisional licensee, and cannot be an immediate family member of the law school graduate, or, you know, also referred to as a provisional licensee. Also, the provisional licensee has to devote at least 10 hours to activities related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, or access to justice. This can be either through pro bono work, MCLE programs, volunteer work through various different bar associations. You also will have to demonstrate competence and professional responsibility by achieving either an 85 score in the multi-state professional responsibility exam. It's called the MPRE. So that's something that will stay. That's something that's required, in almost every jurisdiction. Or you have to complete a set of journal entries that are devoted to issues of professional responsibility. And the work product that the provisional licensee develops has to be assessed by the supervising attorney. And before it is turned in as part of that, examinee's, the provisional licensee's portfolio, the client's information and the work product has to be redacted, and there has to be client consent for it to be included in the portfolio. There's other things related to professional liability insurance, continuing legal education, and then the minimum requirements. It says that you have to document at least 675 hours spent working with the supervised, attorneys within the supervised practice program. And, there's a lot more details to that. And there was actually, I looked into even the hearing information, and, one of the Oregon Supreme Court justices pushed back, saying like, oh, it really should be like 2,000 hours. But for now, they've settled on 675 hours. So the program will still require a good amount of work, right? But it is another option that it is a new option in Oregon. It's the first jurisdiction to implement this type of non-traditional exam type examination, rather one that is really focused on actual practice of law, right? Under the supervision of an attorney. So I will also note that California has recently, in November, has had hearings around potentially adopting something similar. So there's potential for other states adopting similar options, similar setups. But for now, Oregon is the only state that has it like set up like in this way. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. I hope that you're doing well. Take care. And I'll connect with you at the next episode. Bye.